stopped him from shooting even more people. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It's safe to say that had people not intervened, it could have been much worse. There was 30 to 40 people inside the church.
Orange County, California, Undersheriff Jeff Halleck, a pastor, hit the gunman in the head with a chair, then others hog-tied him and held him for police.
At Geneva Presbyterian Church here in Laguna Woods, we do have quite a significant police presence here. This all started at around 1:30. That's when police say they got a call, reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they found five victims. A sixth person was also injured during this, but they were also treated to the hospital.
That's Travis Reitz with Fox 11 TV. The accused gunman's an Asian man in his 60s. An argument led to a shooting at a flea market in Houston, Texas. Two men shot and killed, three wounded. Tomorrow, President Biden visits Buffalo, New York, where a shooting Saturday left 10 people dead, three injured at a grocery store.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America.
FBI agents searching the suspect's home and interviewing his parents. Police say 18-year-old Peyton Gendron posted a white supremacist manifesto days before the shooting. The DOJ investigating the attack as a hate crime and racially motivated extremism. Gendron underwent a mental evaluation after making similar threats last year.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Border guards in Ukraine say they stopped a Russian attempt today to send a sabotage and reconnaissance group across the border into a northern region. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and three Republican senators visited Kyiv over the weekend talking to Ukraine's president. They then went to Sweden and today Finland as both countries moved to join NATO.
I think I'm safe in saying there's strong bipartisan support in the United States for admission.
Another American company's done doing business in Russia. McDonald's is starting the process of selling its 850 restaurants there. McDonald's has already closed them temporarily while still paying employees. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jury selection starts today in Washington, D.C. to put an attorney with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign on trial in a case stemming from a special counsel's probe into the origins of the FBI's Trump campaign Russia investigation.
Lawyer Michael Sussman heads to the D.C. federal court today, charged with lying to the FBI when coming into them in 2016 with a supposed tip that candidate Donald Trump was taking campaign help from Russian officials. Special Prosecutor John Durham claims Sussman insisted he came to the FBI of his own volition, but he was in fact working at law firm Perkins Coie, which in turn was the counsel of record for Clinton.
That's Fox's Eben Brown. The price of gas has been pumped up another penny. AAA's national average for regular is now $4.48 per gallon. That is another record high. On Wall Street, stock futures down modestly while markets have been mixed overseas. This is coming off another losing week. The Dow fell another 2%. It's gone down 7 weeks in a row. The Nasdaq's fallen 6 straight weeks. In the NBA playoffs, 2 game sevens, both blowouts.
27-point lead. Down goes Johnson. 3. Luka.
Oh, no.
They're shredding him.
The game on TNT, the 4-seed Dallas led the top seed Phoenix by 30 at the half. They win at 123-90. Luka Doncic had 35-10 and actually had the same 27 points as the entire Suns team in the first half. The Mavs will get the Warriors in the conference finals. In the first game of the day, Grant Williams hit 7 three-pointers and scored 27 as the Celtics routed the defending champion Bucks 109-81 in Game 7. The Celtics face Miami in the conference finals.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster in hockey. Game 7s went to overtime. The New York Rangers beat Pittsburgh 4-3. Calgary KO'd Dallas 3-2. Both teams move on to round 2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.